Bionic.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I need a little more bliss today. We're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains from the farm today, and your dial is set correctly. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. And the GCN podcasts are free. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and the internet is down, high-speed digital is down, and we are broadcasting via the telephone today. And I want to thank Tom for making all this happen. With us is Mike Parsons. He's a pilot. He's a farmer. He's an innovator. He ran for office, and he's a friend. He's a friend. He's been to the meetups. He's been to the Get Prepared Expo. And he and I are going to talk about presents, Christmas presents, and presents throughout the year. And I believe that both of us feel the same way, that it's nice to give presents, but you don't have to on a specific day. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Merry Christmas, Vincent. Merry Christmas, Tom.
Hey, Merry Christmas. And do you agree with that? You know, it's you don't have to give presents on a specific day.
No, you don't have to wait. If there's something you can do to fill a void or satisfy a need, that's when you engage. That's what God's people do.
Yep, and I'm in total agreement. So, Mike, today's class is one where we talk about what we do in the Fennelli household, the Parsons household, what we do, and when we give gifts. And it's not too late for our class to consider doing some of the things that we do. And as a matter of fact, I also think it's reasonable, even if someone bought something and we provide an idea or a suggestion, that whatever they bought, they might be able to return it and get something that might be even more suitable. Because the things that we do, Mike, are educational, they're durable, they last a long time, they serve a purpose, and maybe some of the tools that we recommend can save someone's life.
Exactly, and I like to try to incorporate some type of a theme with any gift that I give. And I heard the show yesterday, and as you're mentioning, trying to provide something that is useful, durable, and educational, I went down the list of things that I am giving this year, and those are the exact things that I'm doing. And I wanted to bring up one issue, and part of the theme of my gift giving this year is that if you go back to the wise men, when they brought the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, well, these were preparedness gifts for a death, burial, and preparation of a body. Now, they were used medicinally in those times, too, and anointments and such. But those were the elements that were used in Christ's death, and the preparedness issue is that the wise men brought these at his birth. And this was, I would say, the ultimate preparedness for what was to come for the one that was ultimately there to save us all.
Excellent, excellent point. Let me share something with you. I've mentioned this on the broadcast before, but Howard Shane and his wife are very close family friends. And we were leaving the farm late one evening and heading from our farm to Springfield, Missouri. And it was dark, and it was a little, just a little bit hazy. And we were stopped side by side at a traffic light, and we heard this loud thud, kind of a sound that I hadn't heard before. The light was red, and we looked to the left, and we saw a car crash into a concrete light stanchion, traffic light kind of stanchion, in the middle of the road, and that's where they put it. So it's really hard to see because you're in a lane that turns left if you're coming toward us, and then all of a sudden that lane ends with this concrete piling. Well, this car crashed right into it, and the car had just started bursting into flames. So Howard jumped out of his car. I pulled mine ahead a little bit to signal what was going on, put the flashers on. He had his flashers on. And there was it looked like the driver was trapped in there, but we couldn't see inside. And so I took the jack out of my car, and I was trying to bash the windows in, and I couldn't do it. Ultimately, I turned the jack around to found a pointy end, and I bashed in all the windows. And while we were doing that, other people came to help us. And we used fire extinguishers. I used mine. We emptied every fire extinguisher that all of us had. And we, you know, the car was still on fire. And we couldn't get the door open. The person was unconscious. It was a single person, a young male. And Howard had a lock blade knife. I had a lock blade knife. Howard just used his really sharp knife and sliced the seatbelt. And a couple of really big guys just yanked the door right off. Off the lock and pulled this man to safety. And there were a couple nurses there. And here's the whole point. You have to have a knife. If we didn't have a knife, that burning dashboard would have dripped onto this man. The plastic would have dripped onto his legs. And it was. And he would have burned to death. But because we had a knife, we were able to get him out. So we cut the seatbelt. Howard did it. And that's one of the gifts that I've made sure that our children have always had. And our children are required to have a knife on them at all times, even in school, even in school. So my son, he wanted to go to public high school and try it after he was homeschooled for all of his life. He wanted to see what public school was like. He said, "Dad, how do I do this? It's against the rules." And I said, "Well, my rules say you have to have a knife. Their rules say you can't have a knife." And I said, "Well, you'll have to figure it out. But I think our rules trump their rules." Mike, your thoughts?
It brings back memories of a year when my mother bought everyone these little devices. It's a small device you hold in your hand. It's got a sharp pointed end designed to hit the inside of a window in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a knife built into the handle so that you can pull down and literally rip the seat belts apart so that if you drive off into a creek or a lake, you can get yourself out. And
mm-hmm.
It's not considered a weapon, so anybody can have it. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that fall into the category where their possession of what's considered a weapon is somewhat limited, but everyone can operate one of those things. They're relatively inexpensive. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, for the person who condemns me virtually every time I try to speak to her about preparedness, she is the ultimate preparer.
mm-hmm.
But just don't me try to tell her how to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah.
That's it, Mike. So the point that I'm trying to make is Gerber, and you can get these, I hate to say it, but even the Chinese factory outlet has these, or they're used to.
Are they auto parts stores?
Yeah, a locking blade. It must be a locking blade, folding knife. And the blade is like a 3.25 inches long. It has kind of a skeleton frame to it, so it's lightweight, fits in your pocket, has a clip the clip can be on the outside of your pants, and it's a great tool. I carry mine. Mrs. Finelli has one. We all have identical locking blade Gerber knives, and they're about $19 and change plus tax. So that's one thought. Mike, have you bought anything unusual for your family?
Well, I've bought a few things that are not unusual to me, but they're going to be unusual to them when they receive them this year because they won't be expected and they won't really understand what they're for. But what I've chosen to do this year is to basically take this opportunity, because I don't see them that much through the year, because I have to spend a lot of time on the farm and our schedules and everything. We just don't have that ability. But I'm going to take this opportunity when we meet to tell a story, if I can, and plant some seeds of truths and unknown knowledge that they're probably not aware of. But I'll be basically talking to them and asking them if they remember the gifts that were given to Christ at his birth. And then I'll let them explain what they were, and then I'll ask if they know what they were used for then and what they're used for now. And I'll tell them that in the days of the birth of Christ, there was only really one form of currency that was universally accepted everywhere. And it was used medicinally also, and that's gold. Now, it could be used for payment for virtually anything, including the buying of a burial vault or a tomb. Today, you can still use that material. It's accepted universally, and it still has medicinal properties. And actually, in the nanoparticle form, it can be used for killing pathogenic bacteria. It's extremely effective. And then I'll tell them about in the days of Christ that frankincense was used not only by the Judaic but also the Islamic faith to anoint newborns, infants, and those entering into a new phase of their new spiritual life. And it was also used in the preparation of the body of a deceased person. And, of course, it was used medicinally then as well as now. Myrrh also, it's mentioned multiple times in the Bible, I think three times in the life of and death of Christ. And Matthew states, you know, the story of the three kings. Of course, there's questions if there are more than three, but they talk about the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And Mark noted that Jesus was dying on the cross when someone offered him wine mixed with myrrh to stop the pain, but he refused to take it. And then finally, John says Nicodemus brought a mixture of 75 pounds of myrrh and aloe to anoint Jesus' body when it was laid in the tomb. And, of course, myrrh is also used today medicinally for many things. And then I will present to each of them a basket. And in the basket will contain a shaker of Himalayan salt with a grinder. And I will explain how this is a naturally occurring iodine that will protect the thyroid from radioactive fallout from Fukushima. And, of course, then I'll look at the stairs around the room. And then I'll quickly go on to the basket also contains a shaker of curcumin, which is a super anti-inflammatory and cancer fighter. And the basket will also contain cayenne pepper, which helps regulate the heart, blood pressure, and stimulates fluid production to help them if they start getting the effects of cold and flu. And the basket will also contain a 1 ounce copper round. And I can't
Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought about the copper round. We're going into commercial break class. We'll be right back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Food, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Parsons is with us, and we're talking about useful, durable, and educational gifts for Christmas. Mike, you were mentioning copper rounds.
Yeah, the copper round, of course, I cannot afford to give everybody, or let alone anybody, a gold coin. But I would present them with this 1 ounce copper round, but like gold, copper kills 97% of all bacteria on contact, and it has anti-inflammatory properties. And the copper can be used, well, ultimately it can be used as a currency if needed, or it can be melted down and used for shot. Now these copper rounds also have an inscription on one side of the Second Amendment, and on the other side there's the image of a Minuteman.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that they can carry with them throughout the year in their pocket. They can walk around and hold on to it. And as you come in contact with the various things throughout the area that you come in contact with, this could possibly help protect you from bacteria that you might come in contact with.
Mike, one of our instructors, Craig Douglas, has minted copper rounds, 1 ounce copper rounds, and there's a Minuteman on the front of one I have in my hand. I keep it. I keep some mementos of my favorite people in the studio. And Mike Ma gives copper rounds as tips. So if he goes to a restaurant, or he'll just hand the waiter or the waitress a copper round in addition to a monetary tip. And they always say the same thing. Wow, that's really neat. What is it? And it's heavy. And so they're intrigued by it. They have no idea what it is, but he introduces them to the concept that, you can, if you have this, you can always trade it for something if you need to. So, class, if you're interested, you can go to forbiddencoins.com, forbiddencoins.com. And that's Craig Douglas, USAPrepares.com instructor. And he's the guy with the radiation detection equipment. I can't go to my website now because the internet is down here in our part of the world. But if I could, I would give you his other website. So I think that's a great, great idea. By the way, Mike, one of the things that I don't buy for me or anyone else is fad clothing, meaning up-to-the-minute style, because in my opinion, it's up-to-the-minute, but a minute later, it's out of style, and so it doesn't have that long-lasting ability, even though it may be perfectly good in terms of the cloth and the material. It may be out of style. So I don't buy things that are up to the minute in style because they go out of style as quickly as they come into style. But in the clothing line, I decided to buy two tactical belts for gifts this year. And it's the same belt that I wear. It has a stainless steel buckle. It's painted black. And then it's a nylon, a very heavy nylon web. So I can put my 45 between the inside of my pants and my shirt, and it doesn't sag, it doesn't bend, it doesn't twist, and the gun doesn't fall, out. So that's made by 5.11 Tactical, 5.11 Tactical. And you can get them for as low as $35, typically $40 to $43, but they're available on the Internet. So, I bought them in black because black seems to go with everything, including my combat boots. So what else is something that you've considered giving, Mike, or have in the past?
Well, I also wanted to mention that Mrs. Parsons is also currently in the kitchen baking. She's been baking for the last 4 days, but she's going to provide everybody with homemade cookies and brownies that are made with real butter, real walnuts, real sugar, real cocoa. And, now, of course, these are not expensive gifts. It does take some time and effort to acquire them. But these are things that we think would benefit them in one way or the other. Gifts in the past, I tell you, I always look for a bargain anytime I can give someone something. For instance, last year, I think I told you about this. I told you I gave my wife 1,000 pounds of sugar.
Yeah.
And, and it only cost me 50 bales of hay that I traded. Mm-hmm. And it was an excellent bargain. And of course, you can never have enough sugar.
And tell us exactly what you mean by this, because I have a feeling that some of our class may be thinking white granulated substance, and that's not what you're talking about.
Oh no! This is a 20-year-old buckskin mare. Her name is Sugar.
Mike, hold that thought. We're going into a break. Mike Parsons, Vince Finelli on the telephone. Both of us, great experience. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is a great experience for me because I get a chance to see what it's like when your instructors call in. Because I'm on the telephone, because our internet's down, our digital connection to Genesis is down. And Joyce Riley was having the same problem about 2 weeks ago. Joyce Riley's a friend and a fellow broadcaster on GCN. Mike Parsons and I are talking about Christmas gifts. And Mike, obviously, you said that you gave Mrs. Parsons, and I love the way you refer to her as Mrs. Parsons, you gave her a gift that was used. Obviously, if you bought her a horse, it wasn't brand new. It was a used horse, right?
She had low miles, and she was in excellent shape otherwise. it was a situation where she was on top of a rock, literally living on top of a mountain in central Arkansas, and she just wasn't doing well with her feet, and the owner thought it'd be best if she moved to a place where there was more clay. And, of course, I grow hay, and the lady needed hay, and the horse wasn't serving her purpose. But for us, she's became a tremendous asset, and she is, in effect, transportation. compensation in the event that we can no longer drive vehicles or purchase fuel, then she becomes transportation, and she serves that purpose greatly.
Mm-hmm. And since I mentioned, Mike, since I mentioned used items, I think there's some kind of resistance that people have to buying a used present for someone. Now, I don't have a problem doing that, and I want to make sure that I explain this. I bought on eBay. I was just cruising around, and there was a guy selling 10 top of the line battery chargers, and some of them had problems. And so I just launched my bid, and I won it for $26 shipped. So I have less than $3 in each one of these battery chargers. Now, let's say I don't get them all working. Let's say I get half of them working. That means that I've got $5 in each one, and I'll have spare parts. Now, I think it'd be kind of a neat thing for me. I have a lot of friends who could use a really nice battery charger, one that will maintain and the float level and keep the batteries topped off, and something that you could, it's kind of a weather-resistant housing, so it could be left outside for a while if you have a tractor. I would think that'd be a kind of a neat gift, whether it be new or not, to me, doesn't seem to make much difference. I would just be glad to get one if I were on the receiving end of that. Do you think that that's okay to give someone something that's used?
Yeah, and I know that anybody that has in their possession something that's passed down through their family or that had previously been owned and used by someone that is important in their life, such as for me, I'm looking on my bookcase in front of me, and I have my great-great-grandmother's family Bible that was presented to her by my grandmother when my grandmother was very young, and I was able to track down where that Bible was and ask for it, and it wasn't being used, and so it was given by a relative to me. And that was something that means a lot to me, and certainly it's not new, and it's, you know, an old Geneva Bible, but things like this have significance, in many respects, because it's part of your history. And anything that you can pass down, now, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's been passed down per se, that such as a Bible, but old tools. I've got somewhere on my desk, I've got a crescent wrench that is from the USS Forrestal aircraft carrier that was acquired by my stepfather, and it was passed on to me. But these are old proto tools. And you've probably never heard of the tool company called Proto.
Oh, sure. I have Proto tools.
Extremely well-made tools. And it works great.
It's top of the line. And by the way, Mike, you don't know this, but Mrs. Finelli's father served on the USS Forrestal.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were talking last night about the world's a small place. And, you know, you're talking about the copper rounds that you bought, and Craig Douglas minted them, and then we talked about AOCS, the American Open Currency Standard.
I didn't know they came from him, but that's where they're from, yeah.
Okay, and then there's the American Open Currency Standard, another one of our instructors, Eddie Allen, and he at one time was the acting currency director for Lakota Nation, and he's been to almost every one of our expos. He's been on the air with us and meetups, and so, I mean, it really is a small world. Mike, when we're building this house, the farmhouse that I'm in right now, our son was just about 15 years old, and he was being homeschooled. I thought, what a great experience to spend a year and a half building a house. I mean, so that's what he and I did. And I wanted him to have his own hammer, so I bought him a 16-ounce Plum brand, P-L-U-M-B, hammer, considered an excellent hammer. It still has it. It works great, and he takes care of it. So tools, I think, are a really, really nice Christmas present. And I mentioned on the air that I bought him a set of Craftsman wrenches. He wanted his own set of wrenches with a hard plastic case to keep them all so that he knows that where they are and they're on order so he can grab them easily, metric and SAE, $75 for 32 wrenches. top of the line. I think they'll last a lifetime. And if they don't get lost, and I'm sure he's not going to let them get lost because he would probably consider them a value not only for the for what they do, but because his father gave them to him.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing is that people will remember the giver of the gift. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of times people get things that are consumables, let's say a gift card, mm-hmm. and they go utilize the gift card, and they're totally forgetting who they got it from because now their focus is on what new item they exchanged it for, whereas these copper rounds that I know none of my family has, every time they touch this in their pocket, they're going to remember me giving it to them. They might not remember when, but they'll remember that it was me that gave it to them. So,
yep, and there's one exception to that, Mike, and I'm serious about this. You know, if you get a gift card to, just a Chinese factory outlet or something like that, you kind of lose track of the meaning of the gift. But the freeze-dried guy did something that I thought was very interesting. He has gift cards for freeze-dried food. Now, I think that that might make a lot more sense.
I think that any time you have something such as a gift card to a specific place where you get specific items, mm-hmm. that might steer a person into a thought process that they hadn't really, you know, freeze-dried food, preparedness mm-hmm. items. These things are not on the radar of everybody, and when you bring somebody's enlightenment to this practical item, then that's going to trigger a memory too.
Yeah, now I like that idea. I really do. But I, other than that, I'm you know it's tough for me to think of a gift card that I would give. But I would do that because that would give the person a chance to learn about it and say, wait a minute, you know, there's so many choices here, honey. What do you think we should select? You know, with this gift card. So that makes sense to me. Mike, Mrs. Finelli, once in a while, you know, among close friends, she'll talk about this gift that, you know, people come to the farmhouse and they'll look and they'll see it's unfinished. And in the living room downstairs, there's some beams and it's a cathedral ceiling. It's about 20-something feet tall. So I bought her three sets of scaffolding and the walk boards and the railings and the chain railing so that she won't fall off. But that's her scaffolding. It's not mine. It's hers. Because she wanted to learn how to spackle, and she wanted to paint the living room. So I said, okay, I'll help you. I'll get you the scaffolding. and you know, it's well taken care of. It's in the garage, but it's three sets of scaffolding.
But it's her scaffolding.
It's her scaffolding. Now, she used it. She put some siding on one of our garages. And we put some hardy siding on it, and so we assembled it. And up there she was on the scaffolding, nailing, drilling, and fixing the siding to the garage. So it sounds like an unusual, strange, you know, why would a guy do that, give his wife scaffolding? But I thought it was something to be that she would appreciate, and she does. And she refers to it as her scaffolding. It's not ours; it's hers.
In that same vein, Mrs. Parsons, my wife, is an engineer, and she works in an engineering firm. And I got her a small toolkit because she's always looking for tools, and she needed her own toolkit. So I got her a small toolkit, and she keeps it at work. And the interesting thing is that anytime any of the guys in this building, and it's just her, she's the only female engineer there, but any of the time that the guys need a wrench, or screwdriver, pliers, wire cutters, they go to my wife because they don't have it. And these are a bunch of engineers who are without tools and essentials.
Interesting. Mike, she was able
to provide where others have not prepared because this is what she wanted and she had a plan and they're hers. Don't touch them.
Mm-hmm. Mike, when I was about 12 years old, my parents bought me something really neat. It was made by Heathkit, and it was one of these electronic kits that you could build circuits by lifting this spring-loaded clamp and inserting wires between different devices, like resistors, capacitors, variable capacitors, diodes, the battery holders, photo cells, ferrite antennas, and so forth. So you can build an AM radio. You could build a one-transistor amplifier, a two-transistor amplifier. You could build pretty simple lighting circuits. You could make well over 100 different electronic circuits with this particular Masonite board with the devices attached, made by Heathkit. Well, I still have it. It's in the basement. And that was, I think, it was between $20 and $30. So back then it wasn't cheap, but it was the present that year. And I learned Ohm's Law with that. And I learned how to build things. And that took me into wiring and soldering and innovation. And I suggest we consider doing that again. We'll be right back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us. And Mike Parsons is a farmer in Tennessee. He's a pilot. He's an innovator. And we're talking about Christmas. And we're talking about gift giving. And both of us believe that you don't have to do it for a specific day. So if you want to give someone a gift, that's wonderful. And we suggest that you make it something that's durable and useful and educational. And, Mike, when our daughter was learning how to drive, I had a list of a contract with her, about 20 items, actually 21, of things that she had to do in order to be able to drive the family vehicle. And that was she had to do all of her own maintenance. And if anything broke on the car, she would have to fix it. So that meant if the brakes needed to be replaced, disc pads, brake shoes, those kinds of things, she would have to do it. I would teach her how to do it, and I'd be side by side with her, and she would turn the wrenches, and I would explain what was happening and why. Well, for one Christmas, I sent her a case of Freon replacement. Now, you don't need a license to have this. It's propane and butane. It's a drop-in replacement for Freon 12 and Freon 22 and 134A. So it will work in automotive systems very well, even older classic cars. It works great. So for about $4 a can, I had shipped to her a case of this Freon replacement. It's called Enviro Safe, E-N-V-I-R-O-S-A-F-E. It boils at a lower temperature than Freon. It cools better than Freon. It works at a lower temperature, so it's easier on the equipment and use half as much. I mean, it is just, and it costs half as much or less. So it's really great. And I remember her calling me and saying, hey, Dad, I'm low on Freon. Exactly how much do I put in again? So she knew how to do it, and she had the equipment to put it in. She just wanted to make sure she had the right amount because there's a different calculation that you use. You don't use one can is not exactly the same weight as a can of refrigerant 134A. So I thought that was really neat that she, you know, she's using it, and I visited her, and not all the cans were in the case because she had used some, and she charges her own air conditioning unit. So, and she's a girl, so she knows how to change her own oil. Another time, Mike, I bought her a case of oil filters for her car. And, you know, you can buy them for about $11. She happens to drive a car that I recommended. It's a Mercedes ML320. It's a six-cylinder V6 Mercedes all-wheel drive. It's a Mercedes truck. And, class, you can buy these for about $5,000 if you want one. And they are just fabulous. They get about 23 miles to the gallon. They are very, very strong, very tough, very, very good in the snow and the ice. I mean, they're excellent, excellent automobiles. And I can tell you for sure they go well over a couple hundred thousand miles. So I bought her a case of oil filters for her Mercedes so she doesn't spend $11 a piece or $12 a piece. And I think I probably got them for about $4 a piece shipped. So those are the more examples of the kinds of things that we do. Now, why would I buy her a case of oil filters? Because she's going to need them, right? She's going to need them. So why keep paying a higher and higher and higher price and buy one at a time when you can buy 12 and save some money? Your thoughts, Mike?
Do you remember when you could get oil for a dollar a quart?
Sure. I remember oil at 29 cents a quart.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to buy gas for my mini bike when I was a young kid for 28 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to look far for discarded soda bottles along the roadside that I could pick up and turn in for a deposit recovery, and that would buy more fuel for this mini bike. And for an 11-year-old, that's, you know, an easy way to, you know, not only provide fuel but also help the community, which I wasn't worried about at that time helping the community. I was worried about getting fuel for the mini bike, but ultimately it was helping clean up the community.
Right.
So, yeah, this idea of that the cost of things is going up is skewed because people don't realize it's not the cost of the item going up, it's the value of the currency you're using going down. And as you and I spoke about, you mentioned that at one time you could buy a brand new Corvette for 50 ounces of gold.
Yeah, at any time. At any time during the production of the Corvette, from the 50s through the current year model, 50 ounces. We'll be right back.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.